Yep, 614. This is 1320 WILS. Well, we talked about yesterday, we talked to the Michigan Economic Development Corporation about this $5 million grant given to Amazon. But Amazon's making a big move into Michigan, now set to build its third facility, a huge facility by the Detroit Metro Airport. Thomas Kafkas is with us. He's a research analyst at Good Jobs First, based in D.C. It's a it's a national policy resource center for grassroots groups and public officials promoting corporate and government accountability and economic development. Thomas, great to have you on WILS.
Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, you mentioned in the email the Lansing Lugnuts. Have you been to Lansing before?
Oh yeah, I come from a Michigan family. My mom actually grew up in Wyandotte at an auto supplier. Family connections there, and I've got a Lansing Lugnuts hat on right now.
Oh, okay, fantastic. Hey, tell me, Thomas, what's happening with Amazon? Why is it becoming such a presence here in Michigan?
Sure. So their business model seems to have changed, whereas before they were really oriented towards avoiding the sales tax and locating in states like Kentucky and shipping long distances. Now their business model has changed. They're looking to deliver within an hour to customers, which means they really have to be close to customers. And that means they have to have a physical presence in this state. And what's happened is they started aggressively negotiating for public subsidies to do just that. And we think it's unnecessary and a wasteful windfall for the company.
Okay, but what we're told is this, let's say this center they're going to build in Romulus is going to be $140 million, and it's going to provide 1,600 jobs. The state is at this point putting in $5 million in grants, and then $13.5 million by the city of Romulus to help with infrastructure. Is that not worth the money?
Well, what you've got going on in the retail industry is quite interesting right now. You've got a lot of what we're calling retail job churn. If you go through the Warnack notices of the state, these are notices that employers put out for economic adjustments happening and layoff notices. Mm-hmm. If you go through those notices, you see Macy's, Kmart, Walmart, Dollar Express, Sears. There is, and we all know it's related to e-commerce. We know that e-commerce is changing the way consumers behave, and we know that the economy is reacting to it and that consumer spending patterns are changing. But that doesn't mean we as a public shouldn't be picking one company over another and, throwing subsidies at companies that are worsening this retail job churn. Because at the end of the day, workers are going to need to adjust. And
let me ask you, though, Thomas, because what we heard from the MEDC here, they, of course, supported the grant and are very happy to see Amazon come here. They said, look, Amazon could very well put their center in Ohio. They have all kinds of different options, and it takes giving these subsidies to get Amazon to come to Michigan. What do you say to that?
Well, I would say that the company's business model is very clear. They need to deliver within an hour. I don't know how you can locate farther away from where your customer base is and still deliver packages to them on time. So I just reject that notion entirely.
In general, then, are you saying supporting Amazon is a negative thing to our larger economy, you're saying?
Well, I'm saying that they're calling them incentives. They're claiming that they are changing the company's behavior, and I'm arguing that that's not the case. The company would come regardless of public subsidy here. They need to be close to customers, and, that's right. Why they're going where they do. They're not going where they do because there's a public subsidy involved.
Right. And in terms of Amazon's effect on the retail industry, are you saying that we should somehow try to hinder their ability to get in here? Are they going to damage the retail industry in Michigan because of this?
I'm not saying that at all, actually. I think, there are moments where it would be a far better return on the public's investment to think about other things. Government spending is scarce. These are scarce public resources, taxpayer resources, and we ought to be critical of how we spend them. So is the return on investment enough? And I would argue that there are better ways to spend public money on other sorts of investment with schools and roads or infrastructure for sewer and water, especially in a state like Michigan right now. There's better ways this money can be spent to create an economy that really works for everybody in the state.
And one last thing, Thomas, historically, what is Amazon's track record as far as accountability once it shows up in a particular state? How beneficial is that economically?
Oh, I think that it's yet to be seen because they have been expanding so quickly over the last couple of years. And there's been a lot of secrecy around these deals in terms of jobs and wages in particular. Mm-hmm. And we know that many of the wages at these facilities are subpar. So it remains to be seen, but we should be asking those questions and we should hold them accountable.
It's Thomas Kafkas, research analyst at Good Jobs First, based in D.C. It's goodjobsfirst.com. This is as Amazon now set to open a new distribution warehouse in Romulus right there by the Detroit Metro Airport. Thomas, great to have you on WILS. Thank you very much.
Thanks for having me on.